Here's something your organization probably isn't preparing people for. In the next 18 months, everyone in your company is going to become a manager. Not a manager of people, a manager of agents. I've spoken to 5 leaders in the last couple years of interviews that are implementing AI at scale, and they all said the same thing in different ways. AI isn't just augmenting individual work. It's fundamentally changing the structure of how work gets done.
It's not AI replacing humans. It's AI augmenting humans so that humans can do the really important critical human work, have taste and judgment, and keep that work that's really close to your competitive edge with a human.
But here's what she told me next that changed how I think about this.
So org design is everybody's job. And it will become that point where humans are overseeing agents. We are the human bosses of the agents, and everyone is an org designer in your own little space. Even if you're an individual contributor, you will need to design your organization of agents.
The challenge? Most people don't have experience in how to structure that team, delegate to it, or measure its performance. That's not a technology problem. That's an organizational design problem. Today, we're talking about why one of the most overlooked skills in the AI era isn't coding or prompt engineering. It's org design thinking, and why every person in your company needs to learn it. I am Amy Springer, and this is the Org Design Podcast. Let's start with what's actually happening inside organizations right now. You've got a marketing manager who used to write social posts herself. Now she's managing a team of AI agents, all with different tasks in research, planning, writing, and scheduling. You've got a financial analyst who used to spend 60% of time pulling data and now spends his time on interpretation and recommendations based on the analysis from his AI team. You've got a customer service lead who's orchestrating a team of chatbots, escalation agents, and knowledge base agents. They're all managing teams now, and the skills that make someone good at their individual craft don't automatically make them good at managing a team, whether that team is human or AI.
It's that rule of 90% planning, 10% execution with creating an agent as well.
That 90%? That's not a tech tip. That's a leadership principle. Because here's what I realized, and maybe you're realizing it too as you're listening. Planning how an agent should work, that's the same skill as planning how a team should work. Delegating to an AI, that's delegation. Reviewing an agent's output and giving it feedback, that's management. We're not just getting new tools, we're stepping into new roles. And here's the thing, most individual contributors have never had to think this way. They've never designed a role. They've never created a delegation framework. They've never built performance metrics. But now they have to, because if you don't intentionally design how your AI agents work, they'll create chaos. They'll duplicate effort. They'll work at cross purposes. They'll create more work than they save. Just like a poorly designed human organization. The difference is AI moves faster, so a poorly designed AI team creates chaos at scale. So what does good organizational design look like when you're managing both humans and agents? I found 4 principles that leaders are using to structure these hybrid teams. Remember Liz's 90-10 rule? Here's how it applies to org design. Before you bring in an AI agent, you need to map your organizational structure. 1. What work exists, you know, not what's in job descriptions, what actually happens. 2. Who's responsible for what? Clear ownership. 3. Where are the handoffs? Human to human, human to AI, AI to AI. 4. What decisions require human judgment by escalation paths? 5. How do we measure value creation? Not activity, but outcomes. The 10%, selecting and implementing the actual AI tool, becomes straightforward once you've done the design work. Most organizations do this backward. They buy the tool, push it out, and then wonder why it doesn't integrate cleanly. It's because they never designed the role it would play. Josh Epperson from Amazon said,
encourage daily use of it. Make it really personal.
Daily. That's the key word. You don't hire someone and then check in quarterly. You give daily direction. You review work. You provide feedback. You adjust course. The same applies to your AI agents.
There's no barriers. The variable cost of creating content has essentially dropped to 0.
In org design terms, this means the traditional constraints on span of control have changed. A manager could typically handle 5 to 10 direct reports, but if those reports are AI agents, you might manage 20, 30, or 50 agents simultaneously. That changes everything about organizational structure.
AI is going to hit marketing first or the hardest, but we're paired for that part of the change management. My advice for people that are not is just marketing and AI needs to be a team sport.
They're thinking through which roles become primarily agent management roles. Where do we need deeper human expertise versus broader agent coordination? How do we structure teams when output capacity increases 10x? These are classic org design questions, but they require rethinking all your assumptions about team size, hierarchy, and role definition.
I think a more holistic set of metrics are going to help us stay in better step with who we're working back from. And it's going to ultimately make us quicker because we're going to build machine learning algorithms that we can trust based on the signals that we're seeing.
Holistic metrics for hybrid teams look different than traditional productivity metrics. You need to measure team output. What's the combined human plus AI team producing? Human value add. Where are humans spending their time? Is it on high judgment work? Agent effectiveness. Are agents handling routine work autonomously? Handoff quality. How smooth are the human AI transitions? Is customer outcomes? Is the end result better? Notice what's not on that list. Individual productivity metrics. In a hybrid organization, measuring individuals in isolation makes no sense. You're measuring the performance of the team, the human AI unit.
So now with AI, I think it's lowering the cost to put out software. It helps in efficiency with lots of other things too, but if it lowers the cost of doing it, you're going to see more people doing it, and therefore I think it raises the bar on what customers will expect.
In an organization where agents handle execution, humans need crystal clear roles. But here's where most organizations fail. They don't explicitly define these roles. They assume people will figure it out. That creates role ambiguity, and role ambiguity destroys organizational effectiveness. Every person needs to understand, what am I uniquely responsible for? What are my agents responsible for? Where do we collaborate and how? Without this clarity, you get humans doing work agents should do inefficiency, agents making decisions humans should make quality problems, gaps where no one, human or agent, is responsible, org agility. Traditional organizations are rigid. Restructuring takes months. Adding headcount takes quarters.
AI is an enabler of being able to pivot, being able to understand in the marketplace where you're unexpected disruptors are going to come around the corner.
When everyone manages teams of agents, you can reorganize rapidly. Need more capacity in customer service? Redeploy agents. New market opportunity? Spin up specialized agent teams. Competitor launches new feature? Reallocate AI resources within days. This organizational flexibility is only possible if you've designed your human AI teams with flexibility in mind. That means modular agent design, reusable, not custom one-offs. Clear role boundaries, easy to reassign, documented workflows, transferable knowledge, standardized management practices, consistent across teams. The organizations that win won't be the ones with the most AI. They'll be the ones that can reorganize their human AI teams fastest in response to market changes. That's organizational agility powered by good org design. All right, you understand the principles. Now let's talk about actually building and leading hybrid organizations. The management development gap. Here's an uncomfortable truth. Most people have never managed anyone. Now they're managing teams of agents. This requires a massive organizational development effort. These are all management competencies. Now everyone needs them fast. The change management challenge isn't just people are afraid of AI. It's people don't know how to be managers, and now they have to be. Let's make this concrete. Three things you need to do this week to prepare your organization for the reality that everyone is becoming a manager. 1. Take your org chart. Now add every AI tool or agent your team is currently using. Draw the reporting relationships. Who's managing which agents? Where are their gaps? Where is their duplication? You'll immediately see orphan tools. No one is managing them. People managing agents without realizing it. No intentional design. Work that's falling through the cracks between human and AI. This is your baseline. You can't redesign what you can't see. 2. Pick one team or workflow. Sit down and explicitly define for each human. What are you uniquely responsible for? What decisions are yours alone to make? What's your desired output for each agent? What's the specific role? What inputs are needed? What decisions can be made autonomously? Where does human escalation occur? Write this down. Make it explicit. This is a racy exercise for the AI era, and it will reveal all the assumptions and ambiguities that are currently slowing you down. 3. In your next all hands or team meeting, introduce this concept. Everyone is becoming a manager of agents. Then teach basic org design principles. You don't need to be an org design expert to start this conversation. You just need to acknowledge that this is now a core competency for everyone. Consider bringing in resources, workshops, training, reading materials on organizational design fundamentals. And here's what to stop doing. Stop treating AI adoption as an IT initiative. Stop assuming people will naturally figure out how to manage agents. And stop thinking about AI tools in isolation. Think about them as team members that need to be integrated into your org structure. Here's my final thought. The organizations that succeed in the AI era won't be the ones with the most advanced technology. They'll be the ones with the best organizational design. Because when everyone's managing a team of agents, organizational clarity becomes your competitive advantage. Clear roles, clean handoffs, intentional structure, rapid reorganization capability. And it all starts with recognizing that we're not just augmenting individual work, we're fundamentally redesigning how organizations function.
Agentic employees need to be treated almost the same as human employees in terms of all of that HR support. I think there's a movement now for that function or a new function to be intelligence resources. And that is the mix of intelligence of humans and also intelligence of agents.
The question is, are you designing intentionally or are you letting it happen accidentally? If this reframed how you're thinking about AI implementation, share it with your leadership team. This is a conversation you need to have together. We hope you've enjoyed this episode, bringing together some of our previous guests on AI and what it means for org design in your organization. We look forward to sharing another episode like this with you soon. I'm Amy Springer. See you next time.